Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A recent historian, that is world renowned, respected by both Arabs and non-Arabs, is Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was a specialist in this science, human history, the rise and the fall of nations. So he was such a specialist in this field that he could comment. And he could comment after giving specifics, specific details. In this era, and this was the rise of this nation, and these were the possible causes for the rise. And in this era, this was a decline, and this was the reason for the decline. He says that he's found any nation prospered and the good remained with them and Islam and Deen remained in their progenies for centuries. And basically, this remained with them for three reasons. We all like the deen that we have got must not die with us, must remain in our progenies until the day of Qiyamah. That everybody likes for himself, he likes for his children as well. But then, what will be the cause for this blessing to remain and continue? There must be something. So he shows there's three deeds. And these three deeds allow the good to remain. In brief, these three deeds are: one, ensuring that you are consuming halal. You don't even experiment with haram. Don't even go into something that is of a doubtful character. Doubtful character, don't want to know about it as well. Whether it's money, whether it is food, whether it's meat, but it's of a doubtful character that I don't want to be near it. Because it has a consequence. If it's not on the person individually, then on his children and his grandchildren, it will show the consequence. But all this is the consequence of things that are not permissible, haram, doubtful. For the time being, for the short while, you do enjoy it. If it's a car, it's food, it's a home, and it's got through ill-gotten wealth, then you enjoy it, right? But it's short-lived. After that, then you have to suffer. Like someone is eating a lot of spice, marcha, right? Green and hot marcha is eating. So for the time being, for a short while, he enjoys it. Really enjoys it, spice and the enjoyment he gets. And tomorrow when he has to go out then, see? So it's short-lived, see? The enjoyment, but the enjoyment is short-lived. The second thing that he says that brings about this continuity, you want a preservation plan for your generations to come. The second thing that brings about this preservation and this goodness is patiently persevering. Right. The third is maintaining good relationship with families, relatives, and friends. In all these three, what I find is that the common thing, the common element that is found in all three is patiently persevering. To remain upon halal, it requires patience. You can see all of them enjoying, right? Someone is enjoying Kentucky and whatever else he's enjoying. But I'm eating my bunny chow beans only. It's quite a patience that's required. Because everybody's eating all that, you know, with all the wrappers and the Coke and whatever else. It looks so enticing. And for one to keep away from all this is not an easy thing. And then to be good to families, relatives, friends at all times, that also requires some considerable amount of patience. So this common aspect, this patient perseverance, persevere with patience. Even Allah Pak speaks about it in the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, innahu mayyattaqi wa yasbir. Patiently persevere, right? Then you come one of the greatest the greatest successes the Muslims had, victories, was Badr, right? So when Allah Pak is rounding off this whole story, this is Bala in Tasbiru wa Tattaqu. So this is the reasons for your winning. You won why? In Tasbiru, Bala in Tasbiru wa Tattaqu. Now remember, this was the reasons for your victory. So you keep this in mind for the future as well. This was the past, and this was the reason for your victory. So you want this victory for you for the future, and keep this in mind. Don't forget about this. So as an individual or as a collective jamaat, but you want that good to remain. The plan for that good to remain is to patiently persevere. No matter what circumstance or what situation, what difficulty you're going through, but you know there is someone that is seeing, he's watching around. He's not blind, he doesn't forget. We may forget and we may not remember, or it goes out of our minds, but Allah Pak is not such. إِنَّ رَبُّ وَلَمْ يَكُوا رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Allah never forgets. It's in him, he knows what happens. And he will help you, he will assist you, he will give you that assistance at the ideal time. When you need it most, he'll give it to you. But patiently persevere. This world has been designed for patience. In fact, مَا أُوتِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاعًا أَوْسَعُ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. That the best gift a person can enjoy in this world is the blessing of persevering patiently. We think abundance is a virtue, but the real virtue is patiently persevering. Outwardly, our reasoning, our calculation shows that the one that's got he's got abundance, really he is blessed. That's not so. In the wording of the hadith, that person has been blessed who patiently perseveres. Humble, and he patiently perseveres for the truth. Now some incidents to elucidate this, right? One is the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. In the Quran Sharif, there is an attempted murder by his own brothers, right? Own brothers want to murder him. And they attempted, but they failed, right? We may say culpable homicide. It was attempted, threw him from the top of a bottom, from the top of a well to the bottom of a well. So there was no chance of the person surviving. Then, again, there is a false allegation made against Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? So right through you look, this just patience. No sin of his, a small youngster, 9, 8 years of age. So can he be sinful? There's no sin against him. But then there is an attempted murder against his life. So Yusuf al-Islam used to say, and someone told him, his friends, and the people that were in the inmates of the prison, they told him, you know, we've got a liking for you. We have a liking for you. So Yusuf al-Islam told them, see, please don't have an excessive liking for me. Don't have too much of an attachment with me. Because anybody showed an additional attachment for me, I went into problems. In my infancy, my parents showed a lot of liking for me. And I was then, there was an attempted murder, I was thrown into a well. Right? And then as I grew up, I was extremely handsome. Right? The wife of the Aziz, of the king, she showed excessive liking for me. And when I avoided this whole thing, then I had to languish in prison for approximately 7 years, 7 to 9 years. So anybody showed an additional attachment to me, I had to suffer the consequence. But in this whole incident, you see, that there was no crime of Yusufulim. And right through this patience, at the end when this whole incident culminates, so when Yusuf al-Islam is receiving his brothers, immediately he forgives them. He says to them, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. They come in and there's an admission of guilt. With the admission of guilt, immediately says, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum. Today, there won't be any reproach also. We won't reprimand you. We won't remind you of what you did. You know, you did this, this, and this, and how cruel you were. We won't remind you. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. We won't even reproach you. We won't remind you. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So for all the wrong, but on our side, this patient perseverance. So we will forgive you. We will delete. We won't even talk about it. Again we come, there was an insert, the story that was read this afternoon, right? It was an individual, people used to look down upon him for whatever deficiency he had. He had perhaps some human deficiency. And on account of the deficiency he had, then people used to despise him, they should talk ill of him, they should run him down. Like how we have it, someone is deficient in some respect, retarded or whatever. And people look down upon him, they despise him, they have all type of words to say against him. Nonetheless, this person passed away and his janazah was being transported. Three men and the fourth person being this person's mother. Supporting the janazah to bury it. Someone pious saw this, he felt, he took pity for the mother. He says, what's wrong? He says, my son. People despised him, they should talk against him. And today he passed away, so they didn't attend his janazah. It's just four of us that are going to bury this. Nonetheless, he told the mother, all right, you leave it, let me do it. They buried the person, made dua, like how it's usual. Night he sees in the dream that the same person that they buried is in a very high level of Jannat. Extremely high, extremely beautiful Jannat, throne setting up. So he asks that person, but this is what we heard of you, that people despised you. When you reached this type of maqam and this position, how do you earn this from? What got you there? So he says it was just one thing. They used to make those allegations, swear me, abuse me, insult me, and all what they wanted they used to do. Right? On my end, I never said a word. I just kept quiet. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I patiently persevered. There is an Allah Ta'ala, I believe, and He records. So for His sake, just for His sake, I patiently persevered. Whatever was coming, came. I couldn't avoid it, but with all that, even if I could, but I just remained quiet, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I patiently persevered. So this is the reward for my patience. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا Allah Pak doesn't forget. We think now we must enjoy, fight for our rights, stand up and tell the person a mouthful. This is how we think. And this is how we train to think. Must stand up for our rights, must talk, mustn't keep quiet. See what it is. And Deen is saying as something else, patiently persevere. Don't you retaliate. You know that there is Allah Ta'ala. and he will be on your side, but you must patiently persevere. Allah did not forget. Hum kabhi nahi bhoolte. We don't forget. These things we never forget. We'll keep it, we'll store it. On the day of Qiyamah, when the patient will receive the rewards, you know. So there'll be two things that will be outstanding in the reward of the patient. The one thing that will be outstanding in the reward is this, that everybody's reward will be measured and given to him. Alright, you read so much of namaz, so take your rewards. And you did so much of hajj, take your rewards, measured and given. Or you made so much of Quran Sharif tilawat, then your reward is measured and given to you. But when it comes to the patient, then Allah says, يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Your reward is without measure. Let us give and give and give without no measure. Everybody, every other person's reward is measured and paid out to him. Alright, you did so much. This namaz, 10 million rands. This roza, 50 million. And this zakat you gave is 50 million, right? But for the patient, no, there's no record, no, we don't. Without measure, we're just giving you rewards. Rewards and take the whole treasure. Take the whole treasure away. That's the reward of the patient. But that requires that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, we remain patient. We don't say anything. We don't retaliate. Because we know He is checking. He's recording everything. I'm going to say something, I'm going to lose out. And I'll lose out big way. So I don't need to lose out. I need to gain. And the payment that is required is my patience. Another hadith says that tomorrow when we will see the patient being paid out for the trials, difficulties, calamities, catastrophes, whatever came his way, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he remained patient, calm, composed. He didn't say, kept quiet, zipped up, he didn't say anything. Only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Hadith says, when Allah is going to pay them out, then the payment will be so grand, it will be so grand and so tremendous, so magnanimous it will be, that the rest of the people that are waiting there, they would long that their entire bodies are ripped with scissors and they have to endure so that they can become eligible to this reward today. So the reward is so, so enormous. Here we think, hey, tragedy. I lost this one here. I lost that one. I lost this wealth. I lost that. This person did this to me. It's a little bit of patience. Sometimes it's a friend that hurt you. Sometimes it's a business partner that did you down. Sometimes it's a neighbor that is not good with you. Sometimes it's a relative that is not fair with you. Sometimes it's your wife. She's not playing the game with you. But for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, can't we be patient? Just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, can't we be patient? Just keep quiet, remain patient. Allah Pak is watching, He knows what's going on. For His sake, we remain quiet. Now I have to say my word, put Him in His place. But then alright, you put the person in your place, but then you also will get displaced from the reward. You put Him in His place, and then you got displaced of the reward. What you could have earned, just for that little bit of patience, you got displaced. You lost out. The whole thing, what you were supposed to be getting, is gone. So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to be patient, whether it's financial loss, whether it is life, whatever. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And Allah Pak is telling you two things. One is saying, see, it's going to happen. This is the plan. This loss is going to come. Inevitable. It's impending. It's coming. Life, wealth, crops, something or the other. You will have some problems. You'll have losses. But my special assistance, my special reward is for who? For those who patiently persevere. It's a lot of attacks are going to come. A lot of problems, a lot of challenges are going to come before you. But the special reward is for who? So you want that special reward, then it's there, it's waiting. But then that requires that you need to pay something for it. No no pain, no gain. You want the reward, we are promising we will give it to you. But then, wholeheartedly, you must be happy with my plan. Don't go complaining. Yaqub alayhi salam said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I'm hurt, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I will patiently persevere. I won't speak out against it. It's just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. In the time of the Umayyad Khalifa, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, a Muslim delegation was passing through a Christian territory. So they were intercepted. A big Muslim delegation, 100, 200 people, they were intercepted. And like Muslims were, and today they are harassed, persecuted. In the past also it happened. Like they were forced to Christianity, etc., at the edge of the sword. See? Today also you get the same situation. You're forced into evil at the edge of the law. Do this, it's against the law. Do this, it's against the law. So the sword was suspended on the Muslims before and now. Allah wants you to gain in the hereafter. So He puts you through these trials here, these difficulties. So these people have told you, rather accept Christianity, otherwise we will kill you. One, two people, unfortunately, they gave up their deen and they were spared. Came to the third person. The third person said, you know, I will patiently persevere. Whatever consequence are to follow, let them follow. And we don't need to underestimate anybody. Sometimes the person that looks like a drunkard doesn't look well. But when he comes to the, when his faith is being challenged, he is very strong. Outwardly, he seems like a bichara, nothing. But when his faith is being challenged, he remains straight. In the time of the British, one person used to be shaving off his beard, you see. So people used to taunt him, hey, why don't you keep a beard? He said, well, just leave me, don't interfere with me. And after a few months, the British has changed the law that any person's got a beard, then he won't get a place in the army. He won't get any promotion and he'll be displaced. So now he said, no, I'm going to keep a beard now. Because these people are now challenging my faith. Before it was an optional thing whether to keep a beard or not to keep a beard. But now they challenge my faith. When they challenge my faith, then I need to stand for my deen. Come what may. I lose my job, they put me into prison, they kill me, they do whatever. But now I must keep a beard. Those people that were taunting, they shaved off. Up till now they were taunting him. So you look at their faith. Look at what was the affinity to the faith. And this person that was being taunted, look at his affinity to the faith. So we don't taunt anybody. We don't know what's in his heart. It may seem that he's a bichara, he's nothing. He's a non-entity. But when he comes to the crunch, he will show his true colors. And we may seem to be pious now, right? But when we come to the crunch, we don't know what's our behavior going to be. So he said, now I must keep a beard. He lost the job, had to pay for the consequence for keeping the beard. But he said, no, it's all right. For my faith, for my deen, I'll do anything. So came to this third person, they threatened him, we'll chop off your head. No, it's all right, you can do it. But for my faith, I will patiently persevere. I'll persevere for my faith. So they chopped off his head and they threw it into the Tigris. As they threw it into the Tigris, like if someone drowns, right? Someone's drowning. Then he dips and he surfaces. So the head actually dipped and it resurfaced. When it resurfaced, it began, this head, it began to speak. So and so, so and so, so and so. And the king and all around, all the people that are around, all the bystanders, right? Your Rabb has declared, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. This head is speaking that your Rabb has announced, the soul that was compliant, you're compliant with me, you're happy with me, you forgot your own comfort, you forgot your own life for my sake. You gave, for who you gave? If you gave, you gave the most precious thing. But in whose name did you give it? You gave it in the name of the one that is most great. You appreciated your faith, but for who? For the one that is most appreciative. You gave your beloved, but for who? For the one that is most beloved. So the most beloved will give you the most beloved reward. You gave it for the loving, for your love for him, but he will also, he's most appreciative. When he's most appreciative, then he'll show you what he will do. You did what you did. You showed your love. You showed your loyalty. You showed your faith. Right? Now, then it is our pride. But you did so much, you think we will neglect you. We will not consider you. We'll give you the best. So your Rabb has declared, Nafsul Mutmainna, number one, Irji'i ila Rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Come back. Come. Let us embrace you. Let us embrace you. You love us and we love you. It is the ending point of your life. And that ending point, you want it to be the sweetest point. You want it to be the most enjoyable point. Because there's no life. After that, there's no life. That's the end. And that's a winning line. That winning line, you want it spot on. You want it 100%. So Allah is declaring at that time, that I love you and you love me. But what else you want? I ask anybody, what else you want? At that winning point, he tells you, I love you and you love me. I am pleased with you, you pleased with me. Anything else? You can't think of anything beyond this. So he gave the most beloved to the one that is the most beloved. And the most beloved gave him the most beloved reward. The best embrace that you can ever think of. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Now enter into my slaves, enter into my jannah. But now, the payment for this is your patience. Patiently persevere. It's going to come all the time. In your wealth it's going to come. In your life it's going to come. Amongst your friends it's going to come. Amongst people it's going to come. In all this Allah is going to watch. But where's your allegiance? Is it with me or is it with someone else? All Allah wants to see is who your allegiance lies with. Your loyalty is who it lies with. Your loyalty lies with me or with anybody else. In your traditions, in your rituals, in your customs, in your friendship, in your socializing, in your clothing, whatever it may be. But your allegiance and loyalty, who does it lie with? That's what Allah wants to see. And when he's confirmed that your allegiance and your faith, your love and your loyalty is with him, then you see what Allah will do for you. But you have to confirm, you have to show it. You can't just be doing lip service. A crunch will come, an occasion will come. And that occasion literally is an opportunity. It's a created opportunity by Allah. He's created this opportunity to see what's your true color. And once you win in that, then you're moving. Allah, let us be steadfast. Let us be steadfast. There's so many challenges, right, at the workplace, home, domestic, right through you find challenges. But remember, in those challenges, there is someone that is checking on, that has got the mark sheet and is marking. Right? In this occasion, at the workplace, this was the encounter. You know, those girls were actually, they were forward, and this is what you did. So there is someone that's going around with a mark sheet and marking you down. To see the levels of your loyalty, to see the levels of your genuinity, to see the levels of your truth and honesty, there is someone going. And at the end, he's definitely going to reward you. You have فَالصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala grant us as well.
Mawlana Zakaria Baghdadi requested to come and make a dua.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ahli Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa salim. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصلي وسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم لك الحمد اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو خلو. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. والله forgive our sins. والله forgive our minor sins and our major sins. والله forgive us for the sins we committed knowingly and unknowingly. والله forgive us for the sins we committed in the day. Forgive us for the sins we committed in the night. O Allah, forgive all our sins. O Allah, forgive the sins of our parents. O Allah, forgive the sins of our children. O Allah, forgive the sins of our families, our asatiza and mashayikh. O Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, please, O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, accept us. O Allah, bless us and guide us. O Allah, give us everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for his ummah. O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, without any effort from our side, without being worthy, O Allah, without being eligible, O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, O Allah, you made us from among the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, you bless us with iman. O Allah, you bless us with deen. O Allah, you bless us with all the bounties. O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, O Allah, we have hope in your mercy till the end of our lives. O Allah, you will be there for us. O Allah, till the end of our life, you'll be there. At the time of our mort, you'll be there. O Allah, in the graves, you'll be there. O Allah, when we are resurrected, O Allah, we have hope in your mercy only, O Allah. O Allah, only in your mercy we have hope. We don't have anything to present. There's nothing that we can place our reliance, our trust and our hopes on. O Allah, it's only you, O Allah, only you. O Allah, from the beginning till this point in our lives, O Allah, we never suffered any difficulty. O Allah, you are always there for us. The little trials that came, O Allah, was only out of love from your side, O Allah. You wanted to shower upon us your grace, O Allah, O Allah. But the many times that we did not fulfill the haqq of shukr, O Allah, we never ever fulfilled the haqq of shukr. O Allah, there are many times the trials came, O Allah, and we complained with our hearts and our tongues. O Allah, we ask you forgiveness for those occasions.
Oh Allah, please, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, many covenants and vows, and oh Allah, many promises we made with you, oh Allah, but we broke it. Oh Allah, we couldn't stand up to it and fulfill it. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all these things. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah, guide our parents, our children, our siblings, oh Allah, our families. Oh Allah, make us guide for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with kamil iman. Wallah, bless us with kamil tawfiq. Wallah, bless us with kamil taslim. Wallah, make us true Muslims in the true sense of the word. Wallah, from head to toe, every moment in our lives, wherever we go, wallah, every department of our life, wallah, whether we in difficult conditions or in conditions of ease and prosperity, wallah, let us show Islam to the world. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of exhibiting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every facet of our lives. Wallah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Wallah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, you bless us to be from among the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, let us be true examples for the ummah. Wallah, let us be true examples of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this ummah. Wallah, bless us with the sterling, mubarak, beautiful qualities that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for this ummah. Wallah, bless us with the nur of nubuwat. Wallah, bless us with the ilm of nubuwat. Wallah, bless us with the akhlaq of nubuwat. Wallah, from our tongues, O Allah, from our hearts, at every moment, our sight, every limb and organ in our body, Wallah, let only the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shine from it. Wallah, we beg you, Allah, we're not worthy for anything. Everything is only your grace. Wallah, it's only your grace and your grace. Wallah, please give us the tawfiq of realizing this and not complaining during our lives. Wallah, you gave us so much. We were not worthy of anything. Wallah, out of your grace you gave us, O Allah. Now, Allah, we ask you for your grace, O Allah. We ask you for your grace, extra grace, O Allah. Wallah, we ask you that we must always be happy with you at all times. And, O Allah, you bless us with your eternal happiness. Wallah, you gave us everything. Wallah, we ask you for this also, Allah, that we must always be happy with you, Allah. Wallah, our hearts must always be happy with Islam. Our hearts must always be happy with Islam, for our way of life, with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our role model. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must be happy with Nabi sallam as our leader. Oh Allah, at the time when we leave this world, Wallah, it will be a very, very difficult moment. Oh Allah, that will be the culmination of all our efforts during our life. Wallah, we ask you to bless us at that time. We ask you to protect us at that time from nafs and shaitan. Wallah, when our eyes close, now the true life will commence. Wallah, you must be happy to meet us. Wallah, and we must be happy to meet you. Wallah, make it easy for us to answer all the questions in the grave. Wallah, let Munkar and Nakir, when he questions us, Wallah, Wallah, make it easy for us. Wallah, save us from the torment of the qabr. Wallah, save us from the torment and the azab on the day of Qiyamah. Wallah, when the people will be in their perspiration, drowning in their sweat, Wallah, at that time also, Wallah, bless us. Bless us, Wallah, to be under the shade of your arsh. Wallah, bless us to be under the shade of your arsh. Wallah, on the day of Qiyamah, Wallah, let us be with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. Wallah, give us the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, that we don't hurt anybody at any time. If you hurt any person, or any ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or any person, Wallah, any of your creation, Wallah, then Wallah, give us the tawfiq of putting it right in our lives. Wallah, at the time of our mort, Wallah, that make it such that you are happy and the people are happy. Wallah, you are pleased with us and the people are pleased with us. Wallah, we don't have any accounts that are unsettled. We don't have any problems with people, Wallah, that are unsettled. Wallah, everything must be completed. Wallah, that must be the day of our Eid. Wallah, that must be the best day. Wallah, at the end of our life, give us tawfiq of coming even more closer to you. Wallah, give us tawfiq of coming closer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallah, as we progress in time and age, Malik, we beg you, Wallah, please bless us with the kamil sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam. Every second, every moment, Wallah, where we go, Wallah, allow the winds of hidayah to blow. Wallah, people's lives to be affected and changed. Wallah, let us take the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam to the four corners of the globe. Wallah, Wallah, put barakah in our lives. Wallah, put barakah in our amal. Wallah, put barakah in our words. Wallah, put barakah in everything that we do. Wallah, in our children, put barakah. Wallah, in our wealth, put barakah. Wallah, everything, Wallah, you be there for us. Wallah, illuminate our hearts. Oh Allah, make us humble servants. Oh Allah, all the time turning towards you. Oh Allah, all realizing our weaknesses, realizing your grace and your tawfiq upon us. Oh Allah, we beg you for kamil tawheed. Oh Allah, we beg you for kamil tawheed, for the wealth of tawheed. Oh Allah, we beg you for the wealth of iman. Oh Allah, we beg you for the wealth of the sunnah. Oh Allah, we beg you for the wealth of taslim and Islam. Oh Allah, let it be when the kuffar see us, oh Allah, then their hearts are turned away from kufr towards the deen of Islam. They must embrace Islam just looking at our lives and our akhlaq. Oh Allah, at every moment in our lives, oh Allah, let us stand for the sunnah. Let us live for the sunnah and die for the sunnah. That when we meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must embrace us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be pleased and happy with us. We didn't let him down. In the Sharia of Islam, we carried on our heads. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. We didn't fulfill the haqq of deen. We didn't fulfill the haqq of Sharia. Oh Allah, many times we went to many places. Oh Malik, the commands of Allah flagrantly were broken and flouted. And Muslims and non-Muslims were there, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we didn't bat an eye. We didn't feel hurt also that we are not supposed to be in this environment. Oh Allah, I beg you, Allah, we beg you, forgive us for all those occasions. Oh Allah, you hold our hands, give us tawfiq to be in the right place at the right time. Oh Allah, attach our hearts to the masjid. Oh Allah, attach our hearts with the Kaaba Sharif. Attach our hearts with Haramain Sharifin, with the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam. Oh Allah, attach our hearts, oh Allah, with your Quran, your Kitab. Oh Allah, let us recite this Quran. Let us live this Quran and pass away with this Quran. Oh Allah, every moment of our life, oh Allah, let it be a moment that is better than the moment before. Let it be a moment that where you are more pleased and more pleased with us. Oh Allah, mistakes that we are making, oh Allah, we ask you, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help us, oh Allah, that if we do slip in our lives, oh Allah, give us tawfiq of coming back up, oh Allah, asking for sincere tawbah and forgiveness. Oh Allah, give us a tawfiq, oh Allah, you bless us to fulfill the rights of the servants, the rights we owe to our parents, the rights we owe to our wives, our children, our family, our kith and kin, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallam, the rights of creation, the rights of our mashayikh and asatiza. Oh Allah, put the true love within our hearts. Wallah, Wallah, that when they see us, they must be happy with us. The du'as may flow. Wallah, give us tawfiq of treating the servants of yours kindly, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated Malik. We ask you, give us tawfiq. That let it hurt our hearts if we make a mistake and we hurt somebody. Wallah, let us give us a tawfiq of putting it right. Wallah, let us give us a tawfiq of making their hearts happy again. Oh Allah, we did not fulfill the haqq of our parents. We made many mistakes. Many times we hurt their emotions and their feelings and their hearts. Wallah, we ask you, forgive us. Our asatiza, our mashayikh, we didn't conduct correctly. Oh Allah, please forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, before the Kaaba Sharif, oh Allah, in the Haram Sharif, before the grave of Rasulullah Sallam, oh Allah, many a time before the Quran Sharif, before the Hadith Sharif, oh Allah, some bi'adbi, we made a lot of bi'adbi, oh Allah, some we know, some we don't know. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all this year. Oh Allah, teach us true akhlaq. Oh Allah, teach us the true adab. Oh Allah, the true adab of Islam, the true adab that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba had. Oh Allah, please bless us with all this year. Oh Allah, you safeguard our iman. Wallah, safeguard our lives. Wallah, safeguard our woman. Safeguard our respect. Wallah, the gunas and the sins that we committed. Wallah, forgive us. Give us tawfiq of putting it right and coming back onto the sirat-i-mustaqim. Wallah, you cover and conceal our sins. Wallah, like how you conceal our sins, oh Allah, till this point. Wallah, we beg you till the end. Wallah, we beg you till the end, Wallah. The wrongs that we are involved in, taking usury with the banks, oh Allah, shaving our beards, wearing our trousers below our ankles, oh Allah, not coming to the masjid when we heard the azan, oh Allah, being involved in haram, with our eyes, our hands, our hearts, our body limbs, oh Allah, today we ask you, Allah, forgiveness, oh Allah, we pledge you, Allah, we won't do it again, we pledge, we'll change our lives, oh Allah, we'll change our lives, we'll never return to these sins, oh Allah, we ask you, help us, we cannot do it without you, only you, oh Allah, if you keep us on sirat-i-mustaqim, oh Allah, we beg you, Allah, that we're making this pledge today. Oh Allah, you keep us firm on iman, keep us firm on that we will never ever return to these sins. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of spending on the creation, of spending our akhlaq, of spending our wealth, of spending all the good resources that you bless us, to be there for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to show respect to the seniors and to show mercy and compassion to the juniors. Wallah, every moment in our life, give us tawfiq of practicing upon this. Wallah, give us tawfiq of practicing on every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, the value of wealth is in our hearts. The value of dunya is in our hearts. Malik, take this out of our hearts. Put the value of deen. Put the value of sunnah. Put the value of the tawfiq of carrying out things that are pleasing to you, actions that are pleasing to you, pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The value of the faraiz, wallah, put in our heart. The value of the sunnah, put in our heart. The value of the mustahabbat, put in our heart. Wallah, give us tawfiq. Wallah, we are so lazy, we're so weak. Wallah, we don't have that motivation. Wallah, put in our hearts that true motivation, deeni motivation. The true value of deen, wallah, we don't have. That is why we're conducting in this way. Wallah, we ask you, please, you bless us, wallah. Wallah, make this moment a moment of acceptance. Wallah, you shower your acceptance upon us, your forgiveness. Wallah, you change our hearts. Wallah, wallah, who can question you? Wallah, you are the greatest. Malikul Muluk, Malik Yawmiddin. Wallah, you are the greatest. Wallah, wallah, we only have your door. We don't have anybody else. Wallah, we love you. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulu wa nabiya. Wallah, please bless us. Wallah, protect our lives, protect our amal. Wallah, protect us from in front, from behind, from above, from beneath, from all sides. Our children, wallah, put them on sirat mustaqim. Wallah, the women folk and the men of this ummah, wallah, once again, let them tread upon the path of modesty and shame and haya. Oh Allah, let us be like how Rasulullah sallam, our homes like the homes of Sahaba and Rasulullah sallam, our businesses like how they conducted, that when they heard the azan, they came immediately to the house of Allah. Oh Allah, please give us that tawfiq. Oh Allah, when you hear that azan, that the respect of this azan must be in our hearts, the respect of the masajid must be in our hearts, the respect of the people of deen must be in our hearts. Every word of Rasulullah sallam, we should love, we should die for it. Oh Allah, wallah, the masajid and the marakis, the khanqas, the jamaat, wallah, the mujahideen fighting in the path of Allah, wallah, every khidmat of deen, wallah, wallah, you crown it with success. Wallah, wallah, put it in our hearts, that love for this effort of deen. Wallah, let us strive. Wallah, bless us to strive for deen wherever we are till the last moment. Every moment in our life, wallah, you shower your grace upon us, shower grace. Wallah, preparation for salah, preparation for the Jumu'ah, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fazail that he mentioned in the Quran, in the ahadith, wallah, all these virtuous deeds, wallah, put that life in our hearts to fulfill everything how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he wanted it. Wallah, bless our women folk to go into parda. Wallah, the true parda that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, that they would remain within their homes, not coming before, not exposing themselves before strangers. Wallah, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. Wallah, whether we in Haramain Sharifain, whether we in our homelands, whether we out anywhere in the world, wallah, we ask you, wallah, let us take the flag of Islam. Bless us with the tawfiq of carrying the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, the Muslims are going through hardship and difficulty in different parts of the globe. Malik, we cry for them. We ask you, please forgive us and forgive them. Help us and help them. Any ummati of Rasulullah sallam, in whichever part, wallah, of the world, whether he's on land, on sea, or in the air, wallah, you be there for him. Forgive him, accept him, put him on the sunnah. Oh Allah, you change the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, in Afghanistan, oh Allah, in Bosnia, oh Allah, in Palestine, oh Allah, in different parts of the world, oh Allah, you help the ummah of Rasulullah sallam. Rain your mercy, rain your divine assistance. Oh Allah, help them against the kuffar. Oh Allah, make all systems work for them. Oh Allah, you be for them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those who have, so whatever financial constraints and difficulties, they have liabilities and debts, oh Allah, they can't sort out. Oh Allah, you be for them. Oh Allah, you change the condition. Oh Allah, bless them with barakah and ease and comfort. Oh Allah, those who are in difficulty, they're ailing. Oh Allah, they have some sickness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, spiritual sicknesses or physical sicknesses or mental trauma, in whichever condition they are, oh Allah, they are in difficulty. Oh Allah, we ask you, Allah, please change the condition. Bless them with kamil shifa and afiyat. Wallah, bless them with kamil shifa and afiyat. Wallah, change their condition. Wallah, give them Give them good health. Wallah, good health. Those who are desirous of marriage. Wallah, those who are desirous of marriage. There's so many widows there that they're looking for partners. They're looking for pious husbands to take care of them. How many children are orphaned, Wallah? There's nobody to pass that hand of mahabbat and love, Wallah. Wallah, we ask you, Wallah. You change the hearts, Wallah. Wallah, you be there for them. Wallah, you bless them with pious husbands. Bless them with fathers that will take care of them. Wallah, we ask you, Allah, that in our homes, let that iman be, only iman and Islam must be in our homes. Everything of kufr, Wallah, we ask you, Allah, give us tawfiq of taking it out from our homes, taking out the TV, taking out the haram that's in our cell phones. Wallah, we ask you, Allah, tawfiq, the photos and all, whatever impermissible things are in our homes, Wallah, give us tawfiq of taking it out. Taking it out from our hearts, taking it out from our lives, taking it out from our businesses and our homes. Wallah, join us with the people of Iman. Wallah, join us with the people of Iman. You give us tawfiq to be in your house on this Mubarak occasion. In the month of Ramadan, Wallah, you gave us the tawfiq, Malik, it's only you. How you gave us, Wallah, now, Wallah, we all, the people of Iman, we love each other. Wallah, Rasulullah Sallam, we love Rasulullah, we love you, we love all the Anbiya, the Sahaba, Rasulullah. Wallah, we all one, Wallah, how we are here, Wallah. Wallah, in the Akhirat also unite us with Rasulullah Sallam and Sahaba. Wallah, how we are here together. Wallah, give us tawfiq of being there also together. Wallah, give us tawfiq of being in the khidmat of Rasulullah Sallam in Jannat. At least we'll be khidmat for Rasulullah and the Sahaba. Wallah, We let Rasulullah SAW down. Many sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we didn't fulfill. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the respect of the Ashwari Hurum, the sacred months, the respect of the sacred places, the respect of the sanctity of a mu'min, his wealth, his blood, his respect. Wallah, we did not fulfill this. Wallah, we made ghibat on many occasions, we slandered. Wallah, we didn't verify information, we did so many wrongs, Wallah. Wallah, today we ask you for sincere forgiveness. Wallah, we ask you sincerely, forgive us, Wallah. Today we make a pledge with you, we're changing our ways. Wallah, we're changing our ways. We're turning away from kufr and the people of kufr. We disgust, we hate, we resent kufr and the people of kufr. Wallah, Wallah, we bless us with only the nur of Iman, the nur of Islam. Wallah, at the time of our mortals also, Wallah, let that kalima come on our lips. Let that kalima be firmly embedded in our hearts. Wallah, let you must be happy to meet us. The malaika must be happy to meet us. Wallah, we must be in our graves, we must be in the Jannat. We must be in the fragrance of Jannah must come to, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that the window will open and the fragrance of Jannat will enter. Wallah, after mort, Wallah, you bless us, Wallah, to be in Illiyin, to be with your pious servants. Wallah, bless us to be with your pious servants. At every moment in our life, Wallah, let us not forget that we are responsible and we have an obligation to fulfill towards you. Wallah, let bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of taharat, a life of chastity and piety. Wallah, protecting our eyes, our hearts, our body limbs. Wallah, forgive us for the wrongs that we have committed. Many wrongs with our limbs. Wallah, forgive us. Wallah, protect the Muslims wherever they are. Wallah, protect Haramain Sharifain. Wallah, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Wallah, wherever the Muslims are in the world, Wallah, you shower your grace upon them. Change the conditions, Wallah, in Sham, in Syria, change the condition. Help the Muslims. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the good people are in Sham. Wallah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Wallah, we love the Muslims. Wallah, we cannot assist them. Wallah, we are far away. Wallah, but our hearts cry out. Wallah, give us tawfiq in whichever way we can to assist the Muslim Ummah. In whichever way we can, financially or in du'as or in some other form, Wallah, you make it easy. Wallah, there are many, many things, Wallah, that we have within our hearts. Wallah, there are many, many desires that we have that we won't express. Wallah, but you know our halal wishes. Wallah, fulfill our halal needs. Wallah, fulfill our halal desires. Wallah, give us tawfiq of carrying the sharia, of being khidmat of deen. Wallah, and the khidmat of deen put so much of barakah that till the day of qiyamah, it will remain. Wallah, the times that we did not fulfill the responsibilities we are given. Wallah, these khidmat of deen that you have placed in our hands, we didn't fulfill it towards the Quran, towards the hadith, towards the students of deen. Wallah, we ask you, please forgive us, Wallah. Please forgive us, O Allah. Please forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, change our conditions. O Allah, put the true love that we should have for the Ummah in our hearts, that we don't hurt anybody at any time. We love for others what we love for ourselves. O Allah, the jealousy is out of our heart. O Allah, take out all these evil qualities, and O Allah, put all the good qualities, wallah, the sterling qualities, the mubarak qualities, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted. Wallah, give us a tawfiq of being true role models of Islam, true examples for our children. Wallah, bless us with goodness in our children. Wallah, bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallah, all those who have passed on, wallah, forgive them. Wallah, forgive them. Wallah, shower them with your grace and your mercy. Those who are in torment in the grave, wallah, in the akhirat. Wallah, this is the month of emancipation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the last 10 days of Ramadan is the days of emancipation and forgiveness. Wallah, please, wallah, make the faisla of maghfirat, forgive them. Wallah, forgive them. Oh, they don't have anybody but you. Wallah, they don't have anybody but you. Please, wallah, we beg you, wallah. Wallah, with the barakat of the durood that is recited, wallah, and the wasila of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. And our parents, give them long life with afiyat. Oh Allah, Hazrat's mother, give her afiyat. Give her good health. Oh Allah, make it easy for her. Oh Allah, our Hazrat, and all the mashayikh, oh Allah, make the fuyuz am and tam around the whole world. Give them afiyat. Give them good health. Oh Allah, you always be there for them and their families. Oh Allah, till the end, oh Allah, keep us with iman. Keep us with Islam. ربنا تقبل منا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه.